May of 1992, Mr. Li Hongzhi revealed to the world a unique Qigong practice known as Falun Gong or Falun Dafa, which consists of five sets of gentle, slow-moving exercises and a profound spiritual philosophy. In 1996, Mr. Li's book, Zhuan Falun, became a national bestseller in China. A few years later, a survey by the Communist Party revealed that the number of Falun Gong practitioners in China had grown to between 70 and 100 million, more than the entire membership of the Chinese Communist Party itself. Moreover, many party members were also practicing Falun Gong. Falun Gong is deeply rooted in traditional Chinese culture. Soon it spread rapidly to more than 40 countries throughout the world. To have so many people involved in something that transcends the communist ideology, promotes independent thinking, and elevates each individual's spirit was a challenge to the party's top leader. On July 22nd, Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin proclaimed that Falun Gong was now illegal and that henceforth any citizens who practiced Falun Gong, petitioned or appealed for Falun Gong, or assembled together with others for the purpose of exchanging and spreading information about Falun Gong would be arrested and punished. The nationwide attack on Falun Gong came on like a violent thunderstorm. It was compared by many old-timers to the Cultural Revolution launched by Chairman Mao over 30 years ago, during which time many innocent citizens had their human rights abolished and were treated like enemies of the state. Given the brutality of the government's attack upon many of its citizens, it is not surprising that reports of torture and death soon started emerging from China's jails, detention centers, and labor camps. On April 20, 2000, the Wall Street Journal reported from Weifeng, China, the day before Chen Shiji died, her captors again demanded that she renounce her faith in Falun Dafa. Barely conscious after repeated jolts from a cattle prod, the 58-year-old woman stubbornly shook her head. Enraged, the local officials ordered Mrs. Chun to run barefoot in the snow. 2 days of torture had left her legs bruised and her short black hair matted with pus and blood, according to cellmates and other prisoners who witnessed the incident. She crawled outside, vomited, and collapsed. She never regained consciousness and died on February 21st. Liu Youfeng, 64, was a retired worker from Wundong City. On the morning of July 18, 2000, Liu was detained because he took part in a group practice session at Huilong Mountain. On July 23rd, Liu died from being severely beaten and tortured. An autopsy reveals cuts and bruises on his face and black and blue marks left by electric shocks on his throat, chest, and legs. His ribs on both sides were fractured. For practicing Falun Gong in a park, Ms. Zhao Xin, a 32-year-old university professor, was detained at the Haidian police substation in Beijing. A few days later, she was admitted to the hospital, still wearing handcuffs and shackles, with 3 broken vertebrae in her neck. She suffered from extreme pain for 6 months before she died. The Washington Post reported the case of practitioner Su Gang, a computer engineer who died after spending a week in a mental hospital, where doctors injected him twice daily with an unknown substance that made him lose mobility and finally led to heart failure. From AFP News, on June 28, 2000. Jiao Xinli, a military officer, was placed in a mental hospital in Beijing and injected with a drug which damaged his nervous system. This left him physically weak and disoriented. Reports have been released of women being sexually abused in a variety of ways. This includes being shocked with electric batons in their vaginas and being stripped naked and thrown into cells with male criminals. The Falun Gong crackdown is not limited to Chinese nationals.
It seems Mayor Randy Vopel was about to issue a simple proclamation honoring the Falun Gong movement, when what should appear in his mailbox but a letter from the Consulate General of the People's Republic of China asking Vopel sort of politely not to do that.
I was chilled to the bone that a communist nation would go to this extent to suppress someone's freedom of action in this country. That's what really bothered me.
Australian citizen Zhang Suiying was detained for 8 months because she went to China to appeal during the annual meeting of the People's Congress. While in jail, she was forced to work more than 10 hours a day and suffered humiliation in front of male guards. On November 15, 2000, without benefit of trial, Professor Jiang Kunlun, a Canadian citizen, was sentenced to 3 years in a Chinese labor camp for peacefully practicing Falun Gong exercises in a public park. Due to international pressure, he was released after serving 2 months of his sentence. Many organizations and governments around the world have condemned China for its persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. These same organizations persevere to reveal the truth about Falun Gong. Most recently, on March 14, Freedom House, the world's oldest organization that monitors human rights, honored Mr. Li Hongzhi of Falun Dafa with the International Religious Freedom Award of 2001. Despite these gallant efforts, the persecution still continues. To date, over 50,000 practitioners have been detained. At least 10,000 have been sent to labor camps without trial. 150 have been sentenced to extended jail terms. Over 1,000 have been illegally sent to be tortured in mental hospitals. 172 people have died as a result of police torture. Help to stop this brutality now. While tens of millions of Falun Gong practitioners in China have been deprived of their freedom to speak, you still can.
Why all the warring? Why all the pain? Why all the dying? Why should our children carry our pain? I asked for a reason, then I heard you say, for freedom, freedom, a voice from long ago. Freedom, freedom, a voice I've come to know.